Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two down, two to go. Welcome back. Hour number three of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com. What if the players only take part in 16 of an 18-game schedule? 16 games of an 18-game schedule. Seriously. How would you feel about that? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. And, you know, while I'm thinking about it, the more and more I think about it is, Bobby, you were talking about how potentially 8 to 10 years from now, we could see the preseason kind of go away. And I think everybody would like that.
You know what's not going to go away?
But you know how they could do that, though?
Right.
They're just going to raise the ticket prices for the regular season. That's how they can make up that revenue lost.
Well, that's maybe inflation. When you say revenue lost, not if you play 20 games.
No, I'm talking about if they go to the 18-game schedule that many think they're going to. I think you can get
and have no preseason, Christian. No preseason. They're not. No,
they'll raise the prices of the season.
They might
tickets.
Raise the price and still have 20 games. They're not giving up those 20 games because you can raise the price, but you can't raise it where it's a ridiculous number. I mean, that's why. I mean, I don't see that happening. I still think the formula and the balance in the human body, and we still put player safety and all that. That's why I don't see them ever giving up that format with 20 games. Now, I'm not saying preseason. Come on. That's for the coaching and evaluation and giving players opportunity to make a team. For the fans, I mean, come on. The fans want to see the real deal. Now, what's not going away, and I was going to bring up, because this is as important as anything. What the Saints do in practice against the Chargers.
Sure.
So instead of having that one time, you might have that two times. So like I said, I threw out a scenario out there how we going to the Chargers and practicing against them. You might have like Cam Jordan practice against the Chargers, going against the best of the best, control scrimmage and all that, then don't even play in the preseason game. Then you might have a scenario come early August. Okay, so we went on the road against the Chargers. The Houston Texans, they're coming to New Orleans, and we're going to have a controlled scrimmage against them. That's one thing. The evaluation against an opponent is not going anywhere.
Ricky Jackson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Saints
City
member
champ.
Of the Dome Patrol, at Ricky57 Jackson. City Champ, how are you, man?
I'm doing great today. How y'all doing?
We're good. Hey, listen, we're talking about this proposal out there that I'm curious to know, would you be in favor for – or against, or would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of the 18 games?
No, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that because, you know, the football game always been, you know, you have a season to play, so everybody plays season. But I see they talking about two games where they can set people out. You know, and that don't make no sense.
But Ricky, how about this scenario? Okay, let's say in theory you make $1 million a game and they're paying you $16 million, and this could be collectively bargained between the players and the owners. So now all of a sudden we're going to expand the roster, more jobs, and then we want to go to an 18-game schedule, more meaningful games, so the networks would love that because of the ratings and the sponsorships and advertising, and that instead of paying you $16 million, since you're playing $18 million, we're going to give you $18 million. We're going to pay you. We're going to compensate you for those extra games. Would you be in favor of that?
No, I just think that 18 games is just too much of football. I mean, you know, you're having a preseason game where you don't have to play, and that's good. But if you put 18 games, then, you know, you got to play. That's just too much of football. I mean,
well,
you know,
okay, Ricky.
The owner, they want to do that because the owner can make, you know how many millions and millions of dollars
right,
they can make
for those
two games?
Oh, yeah, it's all about the money. You know that, champ, that the more revenue that they can bring in. But Ricky, to play devil's advocate, And you might say, okay, players, injuries, and all that. You know who's the perfect poster child that you can play more meaningful games and not necessarily more injuries in the 21st century? Look at the last two decades. What about the damn Patriots? Look at all the games, the meaningful games the Patriots have played. You cannot point to one game because they played more meaningful games, way more than 18 or whatever that, oh, they got more players hurt.
Well, you know, you look at the Patriots got a system that the rest of the team don't have, too. I mean, so that makes a big difference, you know what I mean? What the Patriots do is a lot of times they're not going to hold that ball. They're going to get that ball out of their hands. So they give people a chance to see what's going on the other side of the ball. So most of the time you see the guys, the Patriots catching the ball or whatever, they're not getting hurt or killed because they're catching the ball in a good position. Everybody ain't doing that.
I got you.
So that makes a big difference, you know.
Ricky, what are you up to these days?
You got a construction business.
Yeah, and I got my gas truck. I know you see my gas trucks all the time.
Hall of Fame.
I got 100 and something stores I deliver to every day. So I'm out all about from Mississippi to Alabama to Louisiana. I'm taking gas everywhere.
Ricky, tell me about some what you love most about Bobby when you were playing with him.
Oh, well, you know, they try to give, you know, my thing is this. I said, and I might not sit there, but, you know, I'm the first Hall of Famer. And they don't wear Archer number, but they wear Ricky Jackson number, which don't make no sense. But I think that if they're going to retire the quarterback number, Bobby Abear number should be retired, you know. So that's what I think of Bobby. I think he was the best quarterback the Saints ever had since I've been playing with the Saints. So I love Archie like a brother, but you know Bobby Abear was had a better career, better quarterback. You know what I mean? So you know that's the way I feel about Bobby. You know he was the best quarterback the Saints ever had. So they should take his number off the field too.
Yeah, well, and think about Ricky. I thought what we did in the 80s and 90s, we gave the fans hope. That all of a sudden right. We have winning teams, and we are winning double-digit seasons. But you look at, wouldn't you agree it right now, the Saints fans, the Who Dat Nation, we got to embrace. We living in the heyday. Come on, from 2006, think about where we're at right now. That's well over a dozen years with Sean Payton and Drew Brees as far as what they've put forth. I mean, it's almost, it's in the conversation right behind the Patriots. Okay, the Patriots are unbelievable what they've done in the 21st century. You look since 2006, when the Saints being the top three in the whole NFL, what they've produced?
Yeah, but, you know, I think we got the best coach in football right now. I mean, you know, and I always thought that, you know, we got a great coach. And that will make us so, you know, he's so offensive minded. And, you know what I mean? So that really helped the Saints. I mean – and that's why, you know, they pay him good money, but, you know, he still should be, to me, you know, Belichick number one because of what he done.
Right.
You can't take Belichick, but Coach Payton is to me, is the next best coach in football. I mean, I'd rather have him coaching my team than any other coach besides Belichick. I can't go against Belichick because of what he done. But
yeah,
Coach Payton is the best coach in football, I think.
Yeah, Ricky, that makes a great point. And you and I were talking about a couple of days ago. I talked about great coaching and the influence he had on your life. And, you know, we talk about Wade Phillips and Bum's son, the past history, what he's done with defenses and being a defensive coordinator. And finally now getting an opportunity to be a head coach, Vic Fangio. And, you know, you told me a lot of football that you know and instincts, Vic Fangio was enabled – to be with you in the film room, and then you would transfer that to the field. And think about the success, no matter where Vic Fangio's been, how dominant the defense has been, and now he has an opportunity. And I think John Elway witnessed that or saw that to give Vic Fangio a chance to be a head coach with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, and he deserved a chance. I mean, you know, everywhere he go, he played great defense. And, you know, and that's the key to it. I mean – when a guy played great defense, you can't, you know, you can't take that away. I like Wade. You know, Wade was here with me, and what Wade always did was Wade, one of those defense that bend but don't break. But Vic was the type of guy that he's not going to even bend. He don't want you to get nothing on him. So it just made a big difference. I was glad to see him get a chance. He came to the Hall of Fame with me, and if it don't be, you know, don't be Mr. Bensley, he would have did my speech because he was the next guy that, you know, was in line for doing everything, you know, for getting me to where, you know, for me right. getting in the Hall of Fame and stuff. So Vic was my guy. We still talk all the time, you know. I called him, he called me. So we stayed real close, and he's a good friend of mine. So, you know, I always love Vic. I'm so glad he got the opportunity. And I can tell you what, he gonna get the defense rolling. It's just a
right.
amount of time. You know, it might take him a year or two, but he gonna get the defense rolling. He's kind of like what defense coach Payton is the offense.
I agree with that, Ricky. He has that kind of impact. Sean Payton on offense, Vic Fangio on defense. Now, Ricky, looking at the expectations, can the Saints take advantage of Drew Brees and be so close but so far, considering one play from going to the Super Bowl, you're right there, and to get ripped off with the no call, and then the Minneapolis Miracle, now they got two strikes, three times might be a charm. The Super Bowl's back in Miami. What is your take on the upcoming season with the Saints and expectations this year?
Well, you know, my whole thing is, you know, I'm looking for the Saints to be about 12-4. But, you know, a lot of people can, you know, you can talk about the football games all you want, you know. Anytime you give a team a chance to stay in the ball game like we did, you know, a lot of times stuff like that happens. You know, you can't lead it. We left the game up to the referees, and whenever you leave it up to the referees, it don't always go your way sometimes. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. We, you know. You got to get them timeouts out of their hands.
Well, at the beginning, you know, we didn't take advantage beginning of the momentum to score more points against the Rams. You know that.
Right. The Rams was the weakest team we played, though. I mean, so we should have beat them pretty bad. To me, they were the weakest team we played. And one of my best friends kept telling me that what they were going to do. You know, we was walking around the Superdome.
And that being Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, well, he kept telling me what was going to happen, and I just didn't believe it. He said, watch this, see, y'all going to do something, y'all going to give it incomplete, and we're going to get the ball, and we're going to win the game. Exactly what happened, boy, that kind of broke my heart. But the Saints will be back. You know, they got the best coach. They got the best quarterback, probably one of the best three or four quarterbacks that would play the game. So they'll be back. Got some good rookies, too, you know. So I'm kind of impressed with them.
Ricky Jackson, Pro Football Hall of Famer here on Sports Talk, at Ricky57 Jackson on Twitter. Ricky, on Twitter. Ricky, do you feel like Sam Mills should be in Canton with you?
Yeah, I feel like he should be in Canton. You know what I mean? They only had 300, about 18 players to ever get in, and they got 186 or something in now. And, I mean, I see some guys going in that right there where he's just as good as he should be in. I mean, you know, I look at us four was great, you know, great linebackers. And, you know, you always want your, you know, counterpart to get in with you. You know, you're hoping that sooner or later put him in. But, you know, if Carolina got anything to do with it, they're going to push him to get in because they really love him. They got a statue in the front of this mother and stuff. So, you know, they treat him like he was a one of the greatest players ever. So, you know, that might help him get in. I hope that he get in and, you know, I hope that Pat and Vaughn get in, but it's going to be a long shot for them two. But I think that Sam might have a chance because he went to Carolina and did good.
Right. Now Ricky, I've said this on the radio, and I think I'm objective. You know, you educate the fans. You tell them like a 3-4 defense or a 4-3 defense. And, you know, 4-3 defense, you got four down linemen, three linebackers, and 3-4, three down linemen, four linebackers. That's just your base. And I always said this, if you go in with a 3-4, I don't care when you look at LT and the Giants, they didn't have the quality in a 3-4 like the Saints when you talk top to bottom, the four linebackers. But when I look at, by far, the Dome Patrol, the best linebackers in NFL history, but then when you look at it, a 4-3, and I want you to comment on this, looking at the Chicago Bears when they had Mike Singletary, Wilbur Marshall and Otis Wilson. To me, I think they were up there considering what they did defensively, just different because it's only three, a 4-3 concept with Buddy Ryan and doing that. So those linebackers versus the Dome Patrol.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that we were the best, but a lot of people say the Giants with Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, and Carl Banks. You know, they got, you know, Singletary now with Chicago, so they getting the Steelers with you know, with the ones they had, Jack Lambert, and they got two in the Hall of Fame.
Ham,
so, you know, Andy Russell. So, there's been some great linebackers that come along, but I think as a four guy, I think that us four really did.
Hands down, did
an individual job real good, and we pushed each other. I mean, you know, and we really pushed each other. So, that what made us so great as a tandem, I think, you know, us three pushing each other. And right now, you know, I stay in touch with Vaughn all the time. And, you know, we still real good friends today. You know, I call him, you know, once every 2 weeks and talk with him and stuff, you know. So, I really, you know, I cared about the guy. I miss Sam a lot, you know. And I think that we still, you know, tight today.
So, Ricky, right quick, how about your health? How you feeling? I mean, you had a couple of, you know, incidents with your health. Right now, you feel great or what?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I do the prostate screening. We got that coming up on the 10th. The 6th through the 7th of September. And it'll be, we do it at Tulane, you know, right there in the hospital in the front when you come in on the 7th. We come in that morning and do the prostate screening. So, you know, I'm really trying to get all the guys to come out and get the free prostate screening because it saved my life by having my prostate and stuff checked because, you know, to find out that I had prostate cancer and not knowing it, but a guy talked me into going to get a check because I wouldn't have never got a check, you know what I mean? But I let somebody talk me into going, and then after Hot Rod William passed away, and he had it, so it made me say, well, let me go just see, you know, and they didn't do it like they do the old way. Now they do it with the blood, so they let you know where your number's at with the blood. And then, you know, I went and got the biopsy, seeing where I had cancer and stuff, so I had to get it removed. So I try to encourage all the guys in New Orleans, man, to know their numbers. You know, I always say my number 57, but you got to know your number.
Right.
If you don't know your prostate number, you know, you can have a silent death and cancer and stuff come up on you where you can avoid it, you know what I mean? So that's what I try to get to all the guys. And that's why we do that every September before the first game, try to get the guys. And that's why I ask all you guys to come out, you know, and support me and try to, you know, let the people know that, you know, you can get it free. You don't have to worry about the screen and paying for anything.
Ricky, we're glad you're...
We do more tests, you know. They don't just do the screening for the prostate. They do a lot of different tests, you know. So you can get a lot of medical work free if you come to Tulane that morning on the 7th from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
Ricky Jackson, glad you're doing well, man. Thanks for stopping by, all right?
All right, thanks, champ.
Appreciate it, Bob. Good talking with y'all.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL. Congratulations to Jim Wheat, by the way. Just won a family four-pack of tickets to the Louisiana Sportsman Show Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome July 19th through the 21st. You can listen to Sports Talk between 4 and 8 p.m. again tomorrow for two more chances to win. Tickets valued at $48 if you want to purchase tickets to the LouisianaSportsmanShow.com. You can do so now. We're the station that loves living in Sportsman's Paradise. Going to give away another pair of those tickets this hour. We welcome in now Rafael Esparza, gambling analyst. Rafael, I want to talk to you about this proposal in the NFL, basically that would call for an 18-game schedule, but stars would have to sit out two of those 18 games. How, as a handicapper, do you feel about that?
That would be totally weird as a handicapper and as an odds maker. I mean, that would just totally put a wrench in everything, not just week game lines. We're talking futures, total season wins, divisions. I mean, that would probably put a big wrench, and we're already preparing for that just because I think an 18-game schedule is probably going to happen. I think before we add more college basketball teams to March Madness, I think the NFL will probably happen before that. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I think the way we're going to approach this season, we're going to have two lines, one for the public and one for ourselves, thinking maybe we are working an 18-game schedule just to see how it works for how we do our numbers.
Ah, so kind of like a mock, if you will?
Yeah, a mock, or what ESPN likes to say, or five-star, a hypothetical numbers, which drives me crazy. I want to throw my remote control remote to the TV when I see that.
Now, Rafael, how about because, you know, this day and age, we know what fantasy football means. But I was telling Christian, it could be fantasy football for real when you look at personnel departments and, like, for instance, head coaches. Like, Sean Payton would basically be playing fantasy football, trying to pick and choose which games he has a better chance of winning without some of his star players. So it's almost like a chess match. That's kind of intriguing there.
I would not be shocked if coaches look into maybe NFL fantasy sports experts to maybe help them out how to do rosters on that, because you're looking at more analytics, you're looking at more statistics when it comes to who's playing, who's not playing,
right.
Who plays well in a dome, who plays well on outside. I would not be shocked. Maybe I'll get a job for the Saints or go back home for the Chicago Bears to be an analyst when it comes to NFL teams. But I would not be shocked if they looked that way. Baseball has, when it went to all the statistic ways, they were hiring a bunch of guys from MIT that had nothing to do with sports. All they were doing was analytics and stats.
Rafael Esparza, gambling analyst here on Sports Talk. And Rafael, you really think that we're going to see it in this current format of 18 games, or you think we're just eventually going to see 18 games?
I don't think this format. I think the way the collective bargaining agreement is coming up right is really short with us.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of negotiations when that. I would highly doubt we're going to see the format they're talking today and what they were talking about the last week. But I do believe we see 18 games. Now, do they get rid of a couple of preseason games? I think that's going to be a big controversy on that as well, which I do believe they do probably get rid of one. I think they get rid of one. Everyone knows week four of the preseason, no one's watching, no one cares, because you know what's going on during week four preseason? Week one of college football. So I would not be shocked if we only see a three-week preseason if they do change it to 18 games.
Now, Rafael, if you're truly concerned to me with player safety in this regard, particularly also more meaningful games for the fans, and you want the best product out there, and I don't know how the players' union talk about the CBA going forward, how could they ever be against this? Just more players expand the roster. I mean, what are you talking about? 5 players, 10 players, whatever. I mean, how can you not expand the roster if you truly want a better product out there? And if you make the final roster, why in the hell you got to be inactive? Just make everybody active because you have a better product out there that you could potentially utilize.
Yeah, I agree. I'm shocked that they don't expand the roster now, which is a 16 game. But we'll see it extended. And it would not be shocked if they do add an 18 game, which I'm hearing grumblings around the league, is they're going to use the AXL. I think that's going to be a big key in how they approach that, because I think that will be more of a AAA kind of a format where they can look into that. I would not be shocked if they do move it to an 18 game. XFL, AAF, whoever football league is going on there, they're going to have to use that as a format for AAA players or grooming players to try to pick apart and try to get the best players on the football field during Sundays.
Rafael Esparza, gambling analyst. Thanks for the time, man. Good stuff.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great evening.
All right,
thanks,
phone
Rafael.
Lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out 2 of those 18 games? 83% of those voting in our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com would be against it. What say you at 504-260-1870?
So, you're still playing the percentages. Remember how you analyze the game, the numbers? It's not just going to be in baseball.
Yeah,
playing indoors, outdoors. And
if this
all
goes
that,
down then, like this, you're gonna hire some of those guys that,
like,
those analysts,
like the
analytics guys,
the number nerds. Yeah,
nerds.
They never might put a jock on their life, but they can help you win, maybe.
This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Love the great outdoors. WWL wants to send you and 3 friends to the Louisiana Sportsman Show Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo back at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome July 19th through the 21st. It's the biggest hunting and fishing show in the state and a must-do for any Louisiana sportsman and fun for the entire family. You can listen to Sports Talk today through Thursday between 4 and 8 p.m. for your chance to win. Each day, we'll give away 2 family packs of 4 tickets, free tickets to the Louisiana Superdome Louisiana Sportsman Show, Deer Duck and Fishing Expo from the station that loves living in Sportsman's Paradise, WWL. You heard Rafael Esparza there say they're already preparing in Vegas for an 18-game schedule. So that just goes to show you it's coming. And that's why this latest proposal is really a negotiating ploy to go to the Players Association for the CBA and say, all right, we're willing to sacrifice this. What are you willing to give up?
Yeah, and if you look at it, Christian, it's not the ramifications. It doesn't have an immediate impact. So what does Las Vegas want to do? They want to practice. They want to have trial runs. So when you talked about mock, I guess is the right word. Okay, what would you set the line if this would occur? So you have, because you got to practice and see how the outcome comes about. Because eventually, times are changing, and they usually change between negotiations when you got something's collectively bargained, especially at a high level, when you got the labor, that being the players and the management, the NFLPA and the owners. So they have to agree. A lot of times you might say, no matter what the fans think, because you have to look at the workforce, the fans might say, well, this is the best interest of the fans. But then you have to have it where it's collectively bargained, because that's the law, that both the players and the owners agree upon it. So when you look at what's going to come about, 18 games, expanded roster, all of that things that are dealing with football and the fans, what they ultimately want to see. They just want to see the product. They don't want to see the, they want to see the game. They don't want to, they say that's rich people's problems. A lot of times, you know, they could care less, millionaires fighting millionaires. You know, you've heard that before in past struggles when you look at labor strife. But what's going to occur...
But this would be millionaires fighting billionaires.
Yeah, exactly. It used to be like millionaires fighting millionaires and all that. But you look, for any proposals to add more games in a season, they have to be collectively bargained. And we look at the collective bargaining agreement, that doesn't end until after the 2020 season. So really, but you got to stay, you got to look into the future. You can't wait till all of a sudden it's on top of you. So even Las Vegas, they even planning, okay... They even planning in the, like, okay, 2021 season, when it comes about, what is actually we going to be witnessing? Expanded roster. If all of a sudden, what if we don't think it's going to happen? But what if there's a scenario that they're playing 18 games, but you only can play in 16? And how are you going to set? So, Christian, you know what? Behind the scenes, they're going to practice for that.
Sure.
They're going to have the real line. For 2019 and 20 season, then they could be practicing. Okay, what would we do if this player wasn't playing? Because you want to talk about a special like a Tom Brady now not available or Drew Brees.
He changes the line.
Home field. You always talk about the home field, the points that means. And what does the quarterback position, what does that mean? The spread you're talking about. It's not drastic, not like double digits. But, Christian, I'm talking – what I mean by – it's still
3 points.
Yes, and you might say that's drastic, but realistically, you know, you don't have the point spreads like you have in college. Whenever you see a double-digit point spread in the NFL, that's a lot, and you never want to give up that much in theory.
Those are usually the ones you want to jump on.
But when you, yeah, but when you talk about three and a half, 4 point swing because of the quarterback who's playing or not, no, that makes a big difference.
Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. We're taking a trip down memory lane. I just went to YouTube to pull up Bobby Hebert's Inside the NFL video from December 10th, 1987, when Inside the NFL on HBO came here to New Orleans. Nick Bonacani and Lynn Dawson had you right in front of Jackson Square. And, man, your hair is something else.
Do I have a wig on? I mean, it's about Betty Buffon. I mean, look at that, Christian.
That's a mop, man.
I had enough hair for two people.
You think it's hot? Underneath that helmet,
I don't even I can't even recall why I had that kind of hairdo. No, but it's just a lot of hair. It's a semi mullet and not an official mullet, but it's just high head. I mean, look at that. It's like
you had a football helmet on top of your head with that hair.
That is, I guess, it's better to have that much hair than no hair. So
yeah,
I don't.
It's amazing how much Bo looks like you.
Oh yeah, my youngest son.
I'm amazed by that.
Yeah, definitely can see the gene pool there.
Bill in Metairie, what's going on, Bill? You're on WWL.
Not much. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right, Bill.
I don't know if this idea has come across. You know, we're talking about the 18-game schedule.
Right.
Players eligible for 16, which I'm not behind. But if that did come to pass, what about this proposal? You know, we expand the rosters, and then you make five guys eligible to play all 18 games. They would obviously have –
Bill, that's a good idea. That you think about that you have the wild card, you have the wild five, or however you describe it, is like kind of like who you would sit when the game's irrelevant. Okay, I want Cam Jordan. I want Drew Brees. I want Michael Thomas. I want them available for every game. That's a great point, Bill.
So anyway, just an idea, food for thought. Y'all have a good night.
Bill, thanks for the phone call. Now that has my attention.
Yes, because Christian, you look at – because truly, every team you can look at and you could probably break down, if you truly know a team, okay, who's your top five players?
Sure. Like, still add strategy to it, though, as well.
Yes, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees, Cam Jordan, Michael Thomas, whoever. You could give and take. Now you might be who's that fifth, sixth, seventh player, whatever. But every team could be in that situation. And then overall – you're still looking for player safety. Now, how would you maybe compensate these stud players? Because
they go into a separate pool.
A separate pool, and how you know? Listen, there's a come on. It's not rocket science. There's smart enough people that could figure this kind of stuff out.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, too. That would give those five players, right? If you designate them,
Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes.
If you designate
Drew
them, though, that teams wouldn't like that because. Those players and their agents will use that against them in contract negotiations. Wait a minute.
He's more valuable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why the organization would push back on that.
So if he's on this list, you got to give him a separate bonus.
Yep.
And how many games?
They would leverage
and
that.
How many games you stay on this list? I don't know. Christian, it's way above my pay scale or my – because it kind of hurts my brain when
I think
power.
About it. Mine too.
Yeah, to figure it out. But I'm telling you, they got people that can figure this kind of stuff out.
Sure.
So I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you, the organization would push back on that idea.
More meaningful games, to me, that's the – I know I got a lot of common sense. More meaningful games is better for the fans because they like football. They like games that count, and the networks like the games that count because they have higher ratings. They can ask for a higher money from the advertiser. So I do know that. So then figure out all the other rest. We hire somebody else. Okay, we know this is a good thing. You know, more games is good because people will love football. And
yeah.
So figure it out.
Yeah, well, look, again, I think that designation, while that caller, Bill, earlier that made that proposal that you play 18 games and you designate five players on each roster – that will play in every game. The others have to sit out.
A couple of games.
Two games. But I'm telling you, the organizations would go, nope, because now we're putting these guys in a position where they can leverage against us when it comes to contract talk time. And you better believe the agents are gonna leverage that for sure.
And you know,
any good agent would tell you that they would.
Christian, you know, we've said this for a number of years now. You know, any argument you look at to better the game, what's best for the fans – the players, you know what it all boils down to? Everything, you know, you think like, oh, life is much more than money. But, you know, when you look at any argument, it still comes
down. It's always
down,
money.
It still comes down to the money.
It always will be.
Yes. I mean, people say, well, no, it's much more than that. You got to have the passion, all that. Yes, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have the passion, but money's not going nowhere. It's still involved.
Just like I hear some fans say, they like the college game because they're more passionate about the game. To think that that's completely innocent and that's truly the case is a little far. It's a little off, let's just say that, because I'm not saying that college players are getting paid directly, but we know some are, in particular indirectly through boosters, et cetera. We've seen cases like that in basketball and even football, but their goal also at the major college level, they're playing for passion. Yes, they're passionate about it, but they're playing to ultimately get paid.
To get paid. Why did he go to LSU? Oh, look how attractive LSU look, DBU. Look how many players they put in the NFL so you get paid. All of a sudden, they look at Honey Badger. Whoa, he had some adversity in college. Look what he's getting paid in the NFL. Patrick Peterson. No, players always think they're better. I'm talking about the masses because they got individuals who are truly at a high level. But you got masses in college, they all think with their dream, they're going to be an NFL player. So where can I go to get that kind of exposure and have that success? It might be in LSU. It might be in Oklahoma. It might be Alabama, Georgia, whoever it might be. So, yeah, it's look what the universities are making. And you could say it's amateur athletics, but it's not amateur for the universities because the money that's involved. Look what they pay coaches. College coaches, what?
Yeah.
Are you, I have a good friend, Coach O.
And the players.
Paid up millions of dollars, a lot of money to produce a product.
All right, if you want to win a four-pack of tickets to the Louisiana Sportsman Show, Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome July 19th through the 21st, call 260-WINS, 260-9400. 6-7 right now. If you're the eighth caller, you win with WWL. By the way, those student athletes can't even get an endorsement. The coaches can. They can't even put their face on a billboard. Coaches can. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.